This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Our dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is your brother Sheikh Khalid Yassin speaking to you from my Facebook Live platform. And it is another episode of Sky Views. And I always like to remind people that Sky Views are my views, the views of Sheikh Khalid Yassin. And I am entirely responsible for my views. And I'm not obligated to support the views of anyone in particular. As a senior Muslim American and a senior revert Muslim, it is my responsibility from time to time to address issues that I feel are necessary for our growth and our development. There are certain questions that come to me on my social media platform and as I move around the world or around the country. And there are times when I simply just give people a reference, a standard classical reference, you know, in order for them to basically understand. Because most Islamic questions dealing with fiqh, that means Islamic jurisprudence, or tafsir, or commentary on the Quran, or the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or issues of fatawa, Islamic rulings, decisions. Most of these have been codified, collected and codified, and are accessible in various ways. And a great deal of them have been translated from Arabic into English. So therefore, there's no mystique about Islamic knowledge. It is accessible to those who seek it. However, from time to time, there are questions that are relevant to us Muslims living in the West, and especially the revert Muslims. So a question came to me that I have to answer. And that question is it an obligation upon revert Muslims in the United States of America or any Western country to follow or subscribe to the major scholars or their students in the Muslim world? Let me repeat it so that everyone can understand the question. Is it an obligation upon revert Muslims? In the Islamic jurisprudence, we are referred to as Muslimun Judud, that is, first generation Muslims or those who are new to Islam in their families. Is it an obligation upon revert Muslims in the USA or any Western country to follow or subscribe to the major scholars or their students in the Muslim world? That's the question. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have been asked this question many times, especially by family members, relatives, friends, and general supporters. Therefore, as a senior Muslim American spokesperson, I am compelled to answer. It is a part of my social and moral responsibility to answer, because the well-being of many Muslims in this country depends upon senior Muslim Americans, just like myself, answering questions that have a direct impact upon the quality of our lives and the lives of other Muslim Americans. I am not concerned in the least about popularity or the pseudo-religious hierarchy which exists in the Muslim world today. I'm not the least concerned about that. Now, I will answer this question in a few different parts because I think, respectfully, that the question needs to be answered in three or four parts. So, my first answer is this. The revert Muslims, or the new Muslims, as they are referred to in Islamic jurisprudence, is a recent social phenomenon which has developed in the USA and the Western countries generally within the past 70 years. Now, in the United States of America, they number approximately 2.8 million of the estimated 6 million Muslims in the USA, or 42% of that population. So we can see that the revert Muslims in the United States of America represent a significant part of the population of Muslims in the United States of America and North America as a continent. Now, it stands to reason that as a people with a distinct social and cultural and historical identity, these Muslims must have their own social, political, and religious leaders. I mean, that just stands to reason, you know, for those that are reasonable. It is those leaders, or these leaders, who have more right and more responsibility to resolve and respond to such inquiries, because it is these leaders who will understand the social, psychological, and constitutional implications and the dynamics which are inevitably associated with such inquiries. Now, there is a terminology in the Arabic language for these social, psychological, and constitutional implications and dynamics. It is called urf. That's the terminology. Now, any Muslim scholar or any Muslim student of knowledge that doesn't prefix or doesn't clarify their statements or their answers to the new Muslims in this regard, if they don't say that I'm answering this with full respect and understanding of your urf, or if they're not answering the question giving respect to and sensitivity for the urf of the particular society where they are, that is the social, psychological, constitutional implications and dynamics which are inevitably associated with such questions, then they're not being fair, or they're not being transparent, or they are insensitive, or they're not being, surgically correct in dealing with the new Muslims and their set of special dynamics. Now, the second part of my answer is this. There's a verse in La Ta'lamun, this is a part of the verse. This is a part of that verse. And this is a part of the verse that I want to deal with. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah, فَسَعَالُهُ أَهْلِ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ. So in this verse, we have been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask those who are the people of the remembrance if we don't know. So if there's something we don't know, Allah was addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَسَعَالُهُ أَهْلِ الذِّكْرِ in kuntum la ta'lamun. He was addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore he is addressing us. To ask those who are the people of remembrance. So for us, the people of remembrance is the Ahl al-Quran. You know, the Ahl al-Dhikr is the Ahl al-Quran and the Ahl al-Sunnah. The people of the Quran and the people of the Sunnah. But in this particular ayah, Allah was reminding the Prophet ﷺ that he should ask those who received scriptures before him, so he would get the benefit of those scriptures, those documented divine scriptures. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلِ الذِّكْرِ. He should ask them or make reference of them, or those of his companions who had access to that, they should access it on his behalf. Because these are matters which he didn't know. And it would help him to educate his followers if he knew that. So after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it becomes an obligation upon us Muslims to, one, follow, seek reference to, inquire. Yes. That's what it means generally. But more specifically, it also refers to, it specifically refers to the Quran and the Sunnah, but it generally refers to previous scriptures, sources of guidance, principles of legislation, and people of wisdom. Previous scriptures, sources of guidance, principles of legislation, and people of wisdom. In a very famous hadith, a very famous and authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ad-din al-nasiha," sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ad-din al-nasiha," that is, the deen, our system of faith, it is advice and compliance. And his companions, they asked him, "Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advice and compliance to whom?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, "Lillahi." Advice and compliance to Allah. Wali kitabihi, advice and compliance to his book. Wali rasulihi, and advice and compliance with his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wali a'immatul muslimin, that means an advice and compliance with the leaders of the Muslims. وَآمَّتِهِمْ, and advice and compliance with the generality of the Muslims. Now, three of these references, they are conclusive. They are absolute. Advice from Allah. The advice from Allah, as he gave to his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he delivered to us through the Wahi. Okay, as he gave it to us in this manner, the advice and the compliance directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his tawheed. The advice and the compliance with his book, that which was revealed and taught to us from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran. The advice of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we find in the authentic ahadith and in his behavior and in his authentic seerah, his example. Those three are absolute and conclusive. But the other two, they are not absolute or conclusive. And the advice of the leaders of the Muslims. Now, leaders of the Muslims could be the leading scholars of the past. It could be the leading scholars of the present. It could be generally the leaders of the Muslims where they are, those who represent the Muslims and speak on behalf of the Muslims, and those who have authority. There are Muslims who themselves are general representatives. They have a general position of advice. They are general members of the community. And they are people who are reliable and ethical and responsible among the community. And they also have a voice. And they also should be what? Consulted. Now, looking at this hadith, looking at this Quranic verse, and this prophetic saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should always refer to the Quran and the Sunnah and those who are the most trained and endowed in these two sources. There is no doubt about it. We don't want to make any apologies about it or any compromises about it. We should always refer to the Quran and the Sunnah and those who are the most trained and endowed in these. We don't have a priesthood or a pseudo priesthood. We don't have a religious hierarchy in Islam. We don't have anything like that. In other faiths, other systems, and other religions, there is a hierarchy. There's a priesthood. There are those who are given some particular titles, and you have to refer to them. No, in Islam we don't. We don't have anything like that. We refer to the Quran and to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we refer to those people who are the most reliable and trained and endowed in the Quran and the Sunnah, and those who are the most accessible and what they have documented. That is true. But since we do not have a priesthood, and we don't have a hierarchy which compels us to subscribe to follow, or consult a certain circle of scholars or their students, we don't have any compulsion like that in Islam. Regardless of the people who consider themselves to be more correct than others. We don't want to get into if they are not, in their arguments vis-a-vis what they have and regarding other people in Islam, which I cannot hope to ask anybody other than you. You know, this or their students. Full stop. In fact, of the particular issue. And just for the record, many of these local and accessible revert Muslims who are of the particular issue. And just for the record, many of these local and accessible revert Muslims who are qualified are women. So we're not limited to seeking the advice of Muslim men who are quote-unquote scholars and or students of knowledge, as it is perceived. Into literally hundreds of conferences where thousands of scholars have attended and students of gatherings. In the surah which is called Qasas, which is the 28th surah, our living situation or the environment where we live. That's called urf. They're also called connotations
on Akhirah, the hereafter. But then he reminds us, وَلَا تَنْسَى, but do not forget.
There are many issues that these scholars and their students in other countries, their societies, with insight about our sensitive and complex issues. It's not possible. Therefore, how is it possible for them to respond or to be responsible for providing us in Western societies with insight about our sensitive and complex issues? It's not possible. It's not even plausible. In summary, I do not find it necessary. And I want to just, this is my summary. I'm ending my statement with this particular summary. So please just be patient with me. I want to make sure that I summarize this properly. Living in the USA or other Western societies, to solicit religious, social, or constitutional
beloved than the weak one. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, Yadul Ula Khairun min Yadul Suf.